For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. The U.S. Senate reconvenes for the second and final eight-hour day of questions for the House impeachment managers and President Trump's defense team. The most remarkable moment yesterday was defense team member Alan Dershowitz's claim that all politicians conflate their own interest with the public interest and thus can't be impeached for taking action to advance their own election.
Every public official that I know believes that his election is in the public interest. And mostly you're right. Your election is in the public interest. And if a president does something which he believes will help him get elected in the public interest, that cannot be the kind of quid pro quo that results in impeachment.
It was a striking shift from President Trump's claim that his dealings with Ukraine were perfect. Democrats swiftly rejected Dershowitz's argument. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal said the White House is taking an extreme position, far more overreaching than it needs to.
I'm absolutely speechless in discovering that I can do anything I want to be reelected, and nothing wrong with it. Not impeachable as long as I'm doing it to be reelected, because that's the definition of public interest. That cannot be the law.
Tomorrow, senators are set to debate whether to call witnesses. China says the death toll now stands at 170 deaths from a new virus. More than 7,700 people are reported infected. In Geneva, the World Health Organization convened its coronavirus expert committee to assess again whether the outbreak warrants being declared a global emergency. Meanwhile, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross told Fox he didn't want to take a victory lap over the outbreak of the virus, but he said it could help bring jobs back to this country.
Because you had SARS, you have the African swine virus there, now you have this. It's another risk factor that people need to take into account. So I think it will help to accelerate the return of jobs to North America.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. The South Dakota House has passed a bill that would ban gender change treatment for children under 16, including surgeries, puberty blockers, and hormone therapy. Republican Fred Deutsch said parents as well as children are the victims of transgender procedures and treatments. He called his bill a pause button, protecting children from harm.
Studies show that teens can embrace their sex through counseling. Instead, in today's medical world, many are being chemically castrated, sterilized, and surgically mutilated.
The measure makes it possible to charge doctors who carry out such therapies with a misdemeanor that could carry up to a year in jail and a $2,000 fine. Democrat Linda Duba quoted from a family with a transgender child who urged a no vote.
If you support this bill, you are telling me you know what's best for my child. I am the one who knows my child. I am the one that cares for them. And most importantly, I am the one who knows them and what it is best for them. And frankly, you don't.
The bill passed the Republican-controlled House on a vote of 46-23. It now moves to the South Dakota Senate. South Dakota's Republican governor has said she has concerns about the bill, but hasn't said whether she would veto it. The pastor of the Atlanta church, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached, is running for the U.S. Senate. The Reverend Raphael Warnock will challenge recently appointed Republican Kelly Loeffler of Georgia. He announced his run in a campaign website video that begins in the subsidized Savannah housing project where he lived as a child. Warnock promised to raise issues such as health care and worker pay to help struggling families.
Some might ask why a pastor thinks he should serve in the Senate. Well, I've committed my whole life to service and helping people realize their highest potential. I've always thought that my impact doesn't stop at the church door. That's actually where it starts. And I love this country. And I believe that what makes America so great is that we've always had a path to make it greater. Greater for people like the ones I've counseled at my church and others like them across this state.
Georgia's Republican governor recently appointed Kelly Loeffler to replace three-term Republican Senator Johnny Isaacson. He stepped down in December. The wealthy businesswoman and political novice will defend the seat in a November special election to fill out the last 2 years of Isaacson's term. Yesterday, Republican Congressman Doug Collins, a top supporter of President Trump, said he'll challenge Republican Loeffler. If no candidate receives 50% plus one of the vote in November, a runoff will take place in January between the top two finishers. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.